Okay.
What's going on, you guys?
Game of Thrones is back, and I'm joined with, I think, the Throne Master himself. He's soon to be on the Iron Throne of Pittsburgh, up there with everyone else who's famous from Pittsburgh. You know him, H2O cut. He broke his hand in eighth grade. Christian Watercut.
That's me. Yep.
You're a Game of Thrones fan.
I am a Game of Thrones fan.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's basically just here to make me remember the names of characters. And we're going to predict... Yeah, no, he's here because we're predicting... it's Game of Thrones Day.
I had to pay to come here.
You did. It's Game of Thrones Day, and... Oh my god, dude. It's been a year and a half. What, year and 2 months?
A year and 2 months, sounds right.
Two months. And this is the best show on TV.
Yeah, and it could become the best show of all time.
Yeah.
And at this point, as a fan of the books, I think...
Talking to the mic.
I think they have become actually better than the books at this point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, that was great. Thanks for coming.
I hate you so much.
We're just going to predict. We're going to have it so we have it on recording, right? So if our predictions come true, we called it. Because, you know, people are like, I predicted this. I called it. And you're like, you're full of shit.
Right.
Yeah. I always say that. Whenever one of our friends says that, I'm like, you're full of shit. I point at him and say that.
David.
Especially David.
Especially David. Wait,
this kid David. Oh, stop talking about
No.
Anyway, now we're just getting it in stone, and we're going to throw out our predictions. Season 7, Song of Ice and Fire, Game of Thrones. You read the books.
Right. Okay, so...
You read them. How many books are there?
So far, there are 5.
Okay.
But the books aren't that important right now because the show is past.
Right. Everyone's on an even playing field.
We're going to find out the ending of the series before the books are over. So at this point, I don't care as much about the books because I've been waiting for years and he doesn't put out results.
Yeah. What's he doing? What's George R.R. doing?
Sometimes he posts vines.
What if he ends it like, you know, what if he sells out? He won't sell out. This guy's a genius.
He'll just put commercial, like, Coca-Cola all over the throne.
That's right, over the throne.
The throne.
There's 7 episodes this year.
7 episodes.
And 7 weeks. So we'll be in college when this thing is finishing up, which sucks. But, like, you know, tonight, premiere, we're having all these people over because this is, like, the biggest thing in entertainment right now, other than Star Wars, I think. This is huge. This is, everyone loves this show. It's the highest budget show on TV. And last season was easily the best season, right? Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. Easily, yeah. There are people who will argue 3. To me, it's not close.
Dude, we had the door, which was the episode where I was like, oh, fuck. That was the lost episode. Yeah. Where you had Hodor holding the door. Well, also, just like, everyone's like, oh, it was to hold the door, Hodor. But, like, you got to see the Night King. You got to see all of them. Like, they Bran, like, with Warging, and they might know where he is. He might have fucked it up for everyone.
And that introduces the possibility of Bran affecting other things.
Time travel, in a cool way.
Which, that is certainly not the last time we get.
And what's, again, this is why you're on. What was the name of the guy who died? Who died right before Hodor, right before he warged into Hodor. He was like, you have to become me, Bran.
Oh, the Three-Eyed Raven.
Three-Eyed Raven. So is Bran the new Three-Eyed Raven? He is,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
But he doesn't know how to
He's not ready for it.
Right.
Or he doesn't think so.
So I guess we can just talk about where it left off with all the characters in season 6. So I know, like, Bran was, well, didn't their uncle found them. Uncle Stark.
Benjen
Stark found him.
Cold hands,
and he's like half walker, half not.
Yes.
And where are they? Where are they now?
Where's Bran?
I kind of forget.
They,
I thought they were just left off with them. That was it.
Left off with...
I thought Benjen, like, dropped them off near the wall.
Right.
So they're probably going to meet up with Jon Snow. And he's probably going to tell Jon Snow about his past and where he's from, right?
That's what we're hoping for, but I don't see it happening that soon. Okay, I think Bran has more work to do up north.
Okay, so then you also had, on like the Lannister side, well, first you had Jon Snow, you know, Battle of Bastards, fuck.
I mean.
And he defeated.
One of the most incredible right. war sequences.
So now he, and he has the North with the help of, what was the little girl's name?
Lady Mormont.
Lady Mormont.
Lyanna Mormont.
She's the best. When they had her, when they got like her, and then they got the, all the rest of the North, he's the king of the North. So, you know, there's that side. And then you also have Daenerys, who, again, in that episode, Battle of the Bastards, they wiped out all the slave owners. And now she's got ships. She's got all of her, you know, the Unsullied. And she's got her dragons. And they, it, doesn't the season end with
she's
her
finally
flying
on
towards?
Her way.
Yeah.
Well, she's on they're on the boats on
to
their
Westeros.
Way. Yep.
Yeah.
Which we've been waiting for since
the
first
beginning
episode.
Of the show. Yep. And then you have Cersei, who, it was Cersei's season last year. It was like her comeback.
Yeah.
She, comeback.
I mean, she had a rough path.
She Liam Gallagher'd it, though.
She Liam Gallagher'd. 2017 Liam Gallagher.
2017 Liam Gallagher'd
slightly
it in
more
2016.
Evil, a little bit.
A little bit more evil. Equally crazy. Probably not, no. But she, all of her kids are dead. And she, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But she got the shame girl and let
everything came back for Cersei.
Right. She's the leader. And Jaime is there watching her. So, okay, are we forgetting anyone else?
We are, but we might want to start with that.
Right. Well, and Littlefinger helped Sansa help Jon.
There's something
win.
With Littlefinger and Sansa going on that we're not sure on yet.
And where do we
make
leave
predictions
off?
About that? But.
And where do we leave off with, again, terrible with names. You know who died when Cersei blew up the religious, I'm forgetting anyone's name. The family, the woman who died.
The Tyrells.
Tyrells, yes. So where is the grandmother Tyrell?
She's
a
Dorne.
She's a Dorne. Okay, yeah. That was the last thing
I believe, I guess this is my first prediction. I think it's a pretty tame prediction. It's not much of a prediction.
Go
but
for
I think
it.
Daenerys and her whole company will land in Dorne.
You think so?
Because they're going to be allies.
Oh, and that's
meet
where
that's
where Varys was.
That's where Varys was.
And he traveled super quickly.
Yeah, he teleported.
But I think, yeah, that's his whole thing. He has, like, all of the routes of travel. Because when I was rewatching the past two seasons.
That's true.
That's his thing. Like, he always has connections to travel places.
Yes.
Well, okay, so what's your first prediction? Just of the season in general.
My first prediction is that she lands in Dorne. And the other possibility is that she doesn't land in Dorne and... the Dornish will basically provide a flank.
Okay,
for her.
Well, how about her? She's going to meet up with Jon Snow.
Yeah.
And they're going to fuck. No, the problem, maybe though. That's kind of what they're gearing up.
Okay.
Like, she's technically his aunt, right?
Yes.
She is his aunt.
Yeah.
Definitively his aunt, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and that's not unusual.
Okay, it's not definitive.
For Targaryens.
It is 95% sure.
Right.
There's also a theory that he is actually the son of the Sword of the Morning.
Who's that?
The guy who Ned Stark killed to get to the tower.
Oh.
There's that theory. And he was the best knight in all of Westeros.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really buy that because in the books there's so much foreshadowing with
right. However, Yana like, and
the
thing is, with this show, and this is why it's so much fun to predict, unlike any other show on TV, including like just any other show, anything could happen.
Right.
Like, I like to say, oh, this character's safe, this character's safe, but, like, no character's safe. I think if there's one character who's safe, it's probably Jon Snow. I think it's probably Jon Snow. Because they're not going to kill him twice. That's just a TV thing.
I think...
They're just not going to do
that. They're not going to kill him twice this season.
Right.
I think they might kill him
we're just
in the last
this
episode. This season,
no.
Jon Snow's safe. I think Daenerys is probably safe.
But, like... Tyrion
Everyone
could
else.
Be the one who
Tyrion
dies.
Tyrion could die.
That could be the ending. That could be the last episode.
I think Tyrion or
it's
Davos has to die. Because
you think so?
I think one of the two are going to die because they are both Hand of the King.
Oh. Well, I mean, yeah. Tyrion, there hasn't been a big shocking moment in a while. And that could be, like, shocking death. And that could be the one for this season. So, I don't know. As much as, like, I would hate that. Tyrion's my favorite. But, that could totally happen. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I think this is a weird note to start on, but I wanted to hear your opinion on this just because you're like the Game of Thrones leader. I'm rewatching the past few seasons. There are two characters I actually think the show is ultimately about, okay. that aren't that are it's not obvious, and they're like not main people, and you're they get very Samuel? Little. Who?
Samuel Tarly?
No, not him. No? Well, maybe, but not him. I think the show, and maybe it's not about these two guys, but I think they're at the front, and I think they're going to make it to the end, and I think they know, these two characters know, it's not necessarily about who wins the throne, but who survives. Yes, Varys and Littlefinger.
I think Varys.
I think it's about those two guys.
I hope. I mean, they've had a competition the whole time.
Right.
I hope Varys wins out. Littlefinger's great character, right. but a total creep. I hate him.
But it'd be so Game of Thrones for him to win, right?
Yes.
It'd be so Game of Thrones.
But I think there's a lot of foreshadowing for him to die. I think Sansa might kill Littlefinger.
And well, that's his kryptonite.
Yeah.
Right? Those are the only two times in the entire show when you've seen Littlefinger flustered, it's because of something in relation to Sansa.
I don't think Littlefinger will win thinking about it.
But he could. That'd be so Game of Thrones.
I think it'd be very problematic because he's basically sold Sansa into a marriage where she was.
But then he helped her though. He saved Jon.
Yeah.
It's him and Varys. I think they're the two most. I think they're the two smartest people.
I think one of them's going to have to outwit the other.
But wouldn't you agree that the two smartest characters? Because.
And Tyrion.
And Tyrion, but the thing with Tyrion though.
You know his motivations.
But yeah, you know his motivations and you know what's under his skin. But Tyrion's with the strongest. He is the strongest allies probably right now. I think that Littlefinger though and Varys are the two. I always keep an eye on them because
they're the
loose
cannons.
And they know everything. They're the most intelligent probably. Yeah. But Littlefinger, you know his weakness, and Varys, you don't necessarily do.
Varys seems. He did show a bit of weakness this season when he got scared. He got scared by the priestess.
Oh, right. When they talked about his genitals.
And she knew. And that was my first time seeing him off guard. Is she coming to...
I think she is. And what god do they follow?
The Lord of Light.
Lord of Light. Is that the Seven?
No.
That's just the Seven.
Everyone in King's Landing, the Lannisters.
Right.
Everyone in Westeros who's not Northern... typically follows the Seven.
Okay, what do you think is going to happen with Daenerys?
Daenerys is going to...
So many things that could happen. Do you think she's going to be Jon Snow? I bet she has to, right? That's what we've been gearing up. But do you think it's going to happen immediately or like middle season?
No.
Because there's seven episodes. Like, that's the thing. The past, every season of Game of Thrones has been 10. And as great as the show it is, there have been like small little subplots that have maybe been a little... They've lasted a little longer than they should have. And people are like, oh, that's a little boring. Like, everything with Arya being trained lasted a little longer than I think it should have.
A little too long. And in retrospect, it works out.
It works out, but it was still a little too long.
Right.
And then everything with, they dedicate, like, entire episodes to, like, the Hound or something like that. Whereas, now that it's seven, I actually love when dramas do this in later seasons. I feel like that's them being like, we're not going to have an ounce of fat. Because it's seven. They have like a time constraint and they're going to be longer episodes. I feel like that gives them an out to like, it's going to be quicker.
People have been complaining about that. Tiny groups of like the stricter Game of Thrones fans, like the more traditional who are annoyed that it's going so fast. I don't have a problem with it. I think that's making it even better. They think it's going too fast because they like the pace of three.
Right.
And I get that, but at the same time, it's just a better show now.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
It's not even...
Well, it's going to be a really fast pace, I think, this season. We're going to tell from the first episode, but I think Daenerys... I think she's going to meet with Jon Snow. I think they're going to have to wipe out Cersei. I think this season is going to be them fighting King's Landing.
Yes.
That's the war, and then the last season will be the Great War.
But I don't think she's going to meet with Jon.
You don't think so?
Immediately.
Okay.
So he's up north.
Right.
I'm making hand gestures. This is a podcast.
Yeah.
John.
I know she's not going to. They're coming from opposite directions.
Yes. And.
But King's
Landing isn't directly in the middle. It's closer to the south. But.
But Cersei's. Yeah.
I think you'll have.
They're going to take her down.
Jon Snow coming down throughout the season.
Right.
And I think you'll have. Or Sansa. I don't know. Sansa might stay in Winterfell.
She might. I don't think she will, but she might.
Or he might stay in Winterfell, and she might. I don't know.
Well, what about Like, do you think Cersei's going to die? Because I think she will.
Okay, I think Cersei is going to die.
She's going to die this
season. She's going to die. Yeah. And I think she'll be... The end of this season will be Jaime taking his sword...
Jaime's going to kill her?
...and shoving it through her back.
Queen Slayer?
He'll be the Queen Slayer.
Queen Slayer.
There's so much foreshadowing.
It has to be that. But wait a minute. Do you think he'll kill himself after? Because I feel like he'd be so sad. Maybe it's like for the good of the kingdom, killing her. And then he kills himself. Because that was the love of his life. Or...
That's possible.
Or what if he kills her and he's about to take his own life, but he can't do it. And instead he gets... oh my God. Captain Phasma. What's her name? Gwendolyn Christie. Tall woman.
Oh.
She gets Brienne to kill him. Wouldn't that be kind of poetic?
That would be pretty poetic. I think Jaime, if he dies, it would be by the hand of Jon Snow.
You think so? But they haven't met. Have they met?
Jaime was responsible for Ned Stark's death, imprisonment.
Well, no, it was mostly, wasn't it mostly Joffrey?
Yeah, but remember, I mean, the Lannisters in general,
right?
And Jaime captured Jon Snow or captured Ned Stark.
Okay. Well, then how about? So you don't think Jaime's gonna live through the season?
That one's less sure. I
he doesn't have much left in the show if Cersei's not in it.
His character arc, once he kills, maybe him and Brienne go
right
run off somewhere, but I don't know.
But now all of his children are dead, as well as Cersei's, and if Cersei's dead, he's kind of done. So maybe the Lannisters, this is the season they go down. But it's Game of Thrones, so everything we predict is not going to happen. So what if this happened? So what was the name of the, you know, who was the king that he, oh my God, that Jaime killed? The Targaryen? What's his name?
Mad King Aerys.
So what if at the end of the season, in Game of Thrones fashion, Daenerys goes mad at King's Landing? Like, she goes nuts. And she has dragons. So now it's like, oh, even though winter's coming, they have to fight her now. Like, there, they have to fight her and her dragons.
There have been hints at...
Because she's been, like, a loose cannon. They've, like, hinted at her going kind of nuts, like, burn them all. And they're like, no, don't do that. Like, she could go nuts
at
one point.
They're hinting that there's an internal struggle with, is she like her brother, Rhaegar, or is she like her father?
Right.
I would be shocked and a little disappointed...
If she went nuts. But what if she went nuts after they took out the White Walkers? What if that's how she went nuts? Like, right after that, then they have to take her out. That'd be kind of a cool twist.
I don't want it to happen, and I don't think it will. But if it was done right, I think
that might happen. They've been teasing it really subtly that she's kind of veering towards violence.
I think that's just her maturing, because she's young. I mean, if you're actually looking at it literally,
okay,
this is her growing up. Now, at this point, she's probably an adult.
Right.
But throughout...
But she's got all this responsibility.
She's had all this... She's had to grow and learn. This is what works. This is what's right. And...
I think that could happen, though. Because it's a Game of Thrones move. Like, that would be a... The character you love most turns terrible or goes crazy.
We keep talking about these Game of Thrones moves, but I really think... Not that they're over.
Right.
But I think we're kind of over the hump.
Okay.
I think... All of those things have kind of served... To narrow the plot to where we are now.
Yeah. What else? So what do you think? Do you think we're going to get as much White Walker action as we had last season? Or do you think it's going to be more than ever?
I think it's probably as much as last season.
You don't think it's going to be a lot, though?
I mean, winter is here.
Right.
I think we're going to see a drastic change in, like, weather. I think it might snow in King's Landing, which would be dope.
Right.
But I don't think...
Daenerys isn't fighting any White Walkers.
We might get some White Walkers. I don't think Daenerys will be fighting White Walkers.
Right.
Jon, if anything, will be, like, trying to get out of the North and fighting off White Walkers as he comes down.
Right.
But I don't think this is going to be the season where it's a war against White Walkers. I think that's the last season. That's the apocalypse.
Right. Maybe. It's the Great War.
Yeah.
Okay, well, who else do we got to predict? Okay, so then we have... Okay, so, I mean, we're talking about what Jon Snow and what Daenerys are going to do, but what's Cersei going to do? Because while they're making moves, she's going to be making moves as well. Do you think she's going to, like, move for another ally? Or do you think she's even going to know that Daenerys is on her way? Like, or do you think she's just going to be complacent? I don't know.
I think the point
is... the Hound's fighting... what's her name? What's his name?
Gregor. Oh, that's
happening.
I will be
that
really
has
sad
to
if
happen.
That doesn't happen.
That has to happen.
It has I will to be happen. Very sad. I
Do
won't
you think
be Arya's sad.
Arya's going to go for her?
I think Arya might.
Okay.
Arya, first of all, I'm pretty sure is going to kill Melisandre.
Oh, why?
If you look
Melisandre,
at location, Arya's is about to start a killing spree. I think Melisandre goes first.
Ooh.
Melisandre was on her list at one point. But Melisandre's walking down, remember?
Right.
Jon Snow kicked. So Melisandre's walking down towards where she just killed. She was at the twins.
Oh, because she got kicked out. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
So I think
the King of the North.
I think Melisandre is basically dead.
You think Melisandre's
there's
fucked.
A new red woman
but they have
coming
another
over.
Red, yeah, they have a
so,
second one. Part two.
I think Melisandre's going to die.
Right.
And this red woman is going to be more powerful and more in touch with the Lord of Light.
I mean, that red woman is with Daenerys. She could turn her mad.
That's possible.
That's what Melisandre did to Baratheon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
I didn't think about that. It's possible.
It's possible. Maybe not. I don't know. Or maybe she does something to Varys. Who knows? Okay, so Littlefinger. I think Littlefinger's going to make a... Do we know the deal yet? What was the deal for him helping? Was it that she stays behind Littlefinger? Was that the deal? What was the deal that she made to help him out with the Battle of the Bastards? I don't think we know the deal yet. So maybe
I think it was an alliance.
It had to have been. Or maybe it's that she stays behind with him.
Oh, she might have to go to the Vale. She might be...
Maybe.
Marrying him.
That's probably it. That's probably the
Which
deal.
She would be replacing her aunt. It would make sense to have a Stark go up.
Right. So then...
Or to Tully.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now we got to talk about Samwell.
Okay.
So where was he at the end of the season?
He is in Old Town.
Old Town.
Is the southernmost point of Westeros.
It's like a library.
Yes. Where all the maesters train.
Where all the maesters train, and they're like, no women. No women or children. No women or children. He's like, oh... Would you mind staying out here? And she's like, in the waiting room.
That was actually a pretty good impression.
And then he goes in, he's like, oh.
So I don't know.
No women, no children.
That is the point in the plot. I'm sure at this point that's important.
Right.
I just don't know how it's going to work
why?
Into it.
Do you think, what's the deal with his dad? His dad was like a great knight, right?
His dad, he's a lord. He's a great hunter.
Oh.
He's scary.
Right. Yeah, so we don't know what's going to go
so
on.
So, my thoughts are he might discover something important, like Tyrion is a Targaryen.
You think Tyrion's a Targaryen?
Here's my thought, okay?
He's a bastard.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think...
An imp.
At a certain point while making the series, George R. R. Martin told the showrunners,
what?
Here's the ending of Game of Thrones.
Right, right.
They didn't know up until that point. They were blind from season to season.
Okay.
At the point when they found out, Tyrion's hair started to change.
Why?
Gradually getting more blonde.
Why?
Or gradually getting more brown to make him not look like a Lannister.
Do you think it's because of the climate?
No, I think it's because they're trying to distance him. I think at the start, the showrunners were like, let's make him look like Jaime.
Oh.
Or let's make him look like a blonde Lannister. But now
but he's not a Lannister. But why would his dad have kept him then? Do you think his dad even knew?
So I think his dad didn't know. I think he might. Because when I rewatch,
okay,
there's a lot of times when he says, you're no son of mine. Which
right.
You can take that at like the face value of
he's a dwarf,
I'm not proud
right.
of you because you're a dwarf. But there's a lot of that going on, and also they suggested that Tywin might not have been the most competent husband in bearing children, so I think his wife might have...
So what would have been the... What's the big deal if he's a Targaryen?
If he's a Targaryen, he's not a... Really, he didn't kill his father. He's not...
He's not a what?
So the one crime he actually did do is kill his father, which makes him a kinslayer.
Oh, a kinslayer.
Which is pretty damning, but I don't think he actually is, because I don't think he's related to his father.
Okay. It's and pretty damning against, too, like the people of...
This puts him together with Daenerys and Jon, the three main... I mean, on a surface level, if you look, here's the three main people at the end, who's going to rule. I think it's probably those three, or it points to that.
Okay.
I think they're all Targaryens.
Wow.
The Tyrion thing is more like a 50-50 shot. That would be really cool. It doesn't have to happen. Jon Snow, it's almost certain he's a Targaryen.
Right.
Right.
For King of the North.
The King of the
so
North.
So you think the King of the North is going to come up behind him and fuck him in their asses?
Yep. All right.
There's got to be. I think how many episodes in? There's going to be some battles this season. There's definitely going to be the battle at King's Landing. There's got to be.
There's going to be a siege of King's Landing,
which will be epic.
And I think...
And we've seen that'll be similar to Blackwater.
Jaime might open the doors.
But she has Wildfyre. And she's got Gregor.
Did she use it all up?
I don't think she used it all up. But no, but remember, I remember watching that episode.
She does have Gregor.
She, what's the assistant's name? The what's her hand of the king? The guy who's in the robe. He's got long hair.
Oh, Qyburn.
Yeah,
he's so creepy.
He is kind of creepy. She says something, or she says something to him, and he's like, "We found something, like a whole stash of, of like weapons and or something like that." And it sounded like there was a lot. And plus, that scene in like season two when Tyrion finds the Wildfyre,
right?
It's like barrels.
Yeah,
like way more than. It was a lot. I mean, maybe he used most of that black water. Maybe
Mad
she
King,
used a lot
I
of
believe it.
It
was Mad King Aerys. Like, the whole city, I think, has Wildfyre under it.
What?
Which, if that's true, I don't think Cersei will end up successfully burning the city down all the way. I think when Daenerys takes it over...
You think it's her dragon's going to come in from the ceiling? Because remember there was that episode that was like a flash forward and had snow going onto the...
Let's say
onto the throne.
Let's say she draws. This would be like an I Am Legend scene, but she has the city evacuating you of the White Walkers coming after her.
She Marty Doms.
She walks down into the cellars to destroy them.
Right.
And she burns down the whole city. Fire doesn't hurt her.
Doesn't hurt who?
Daenerys.
Oh well, yeah.
So she would live.
Okay.
I think that would be dope. She burns down the whole city.
It wouldn't hurt the dragons. No.
I mean, the dragons would be above.
Well, and what if the throne, the swords fell apart, and they all are made of...
Valyrian steel?
Valyrian steel.
They don't look like it.
Yeah, that'd be kind of stupid. I don't know why that would matter. Like, it's just a few swords. But the whole point is the throne wouldn't matter. Because I think they're at a point here, this might be the last season where, like...
All the politics is just distracting from the inevitable.
Exactly. Which has been the whole show.
Yeah.
But, like, this way more than anything, I feel like everyone's going to realize, including, like, Daenerys.
Including, not Cersei.
Well, I think Cersei's going to realize before she possibly dies.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. It didn't matter. I mean, I think that's the whole thing with the Lannisters. Like, they don't get it. Like, they're... If they don't, you know, join a side...
They put family above everything.
Well, no. They just put power.
They put power of family,
right?
Yeah,
which has been the whole issue with them. So I think she's gonna realize, like, oh, it's not about the throne anymore, and maybe that the throne even melts, like you say, like she blows up the city, and then the throne doesn't even exist anymore. So I think that's what's gonna happen, and there won't even be a game to
that,
the throne.
That would be next season, though.
You think that it would blow up next season?
No, I mean that would be the last season if that happens.
If what happens?
If Daenerys has King's Landing and it's overrun by White Walkers, that would be the last season.
I mean, okay, now we can talk about, like, final episode, last shot. I've heard people say, like, the wall comes down, or it's one of her dragons dies, and then, like, it's a close-up of the dragon's eye, and it just turns, like, blue.
Right.
And it's the last shot. Like, it's got to be something
of this
like that,
season?
Right? Of this season.
That would be really cool.
It's got to be something like that.
The dragon, if it became a White Walker dragon, that would be incredible.
Okay.
That would pose an interesting issue.
An ice dragon.
So.
But also, like, they have, I don't know. It'd be interesting, but I don't know. That might be... Would that be cool?
That would be very cool.
That'd be kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, Dance of Dragons, A Song of Ice and Fire.
Oh, that right.
That would totally go into that.
Okay. And I think something... It's got to be something with Daenerys. Like, I don't think Daenerys and her three dragons are all going to be the same Daenerys and three dragons at the end of the season. Something's changing. Either they lose a dragon, becomes a White Walker, or maybe Samwell finds out something about him, or there's got to be something that happens. Because right now, it's looking like... Like, at the end of last season, everything was on point.
It looks like Daenerys is going to win.
Yeah, it looks like she's going to crush in. She's going to win, which, like, I feel like that's way too easy. Because they've been leaning that up the whole show. They've been building her up the entire show. It's been, like, rags to riches. She's had her dragon since, like, the first season. And here you go. Like, she's going to get all the Seven Kingdoms. But maybe it's not about her conquering the Seven Kingdoms. Maybe she learns, like... It doesn't matter if you conquer them if they're not, if you don't persuade them to be on your side. Like, but maybe that's the only way she can do it.
I think she's going to have everyone on her side except for the Lannisters. Okay. She's got the Martells and Dorne.
Right. Does she have Dorne?
Yes.
Okay.
Remember that Lady Olenna.
Right.
Tyrell.
Yeah.
Made a deal with Varys.
Oh, okay.
They have.
She knows where
to get revenge on the Lannisters.
Okay.
And the Targaryens and the Martells have, and the Tyrells have a, like...
The whole North and the Martells. Snow.
And we've got Jon Snow.
And you know if Snow meets Daenerys, they're totally teaming up.
Right. I don't know if they'll end up together, married, maybe. Or if they'll just be allies.
Oh.
But Snow. They're going to end up together, so there's not much left.
I don't think Snow's getting with anyone. I think after the wildling woman died... I don't think he would do. I don't know. Do you think he would go with someone else? You think so?
I think so.
But, like, I don't see anyone in the show that would be an Daenerys. Immediate... Other than Daenerys. I can't think of anyone else. I just can't think of anyone.
That red woman coming over? I don't know.
Probably not, no. But, so you have... It just looks like they're going to meet up and take out King's Landing. That's just what it looks like. But, like, that's... There's something else that's going to happen. Like, there's no way... There's no way it's going to happen. That might happen, but there's going to be stuff along the way.
Yeah, 100%.
There has to be. And I feel like...
What if Daenerys dies, too, and comes back?
You think that would happen? How would she die, though?
I just thought about it.
Well, that's the Red Woman is there. And she can do that. We think.
I mean, that would position them as, like, the two chosen.
Right. I think Bran has to come in here somewhere.
I'm trying to work in my mind how Bran's... I think...
Yeah.
Bran might be Bran and the Builder. He might go back in time and build the wall.
Build the wall.
Remember how he goes back in time and changes Hodor, so Hodor's Hodor.
Right.
Bran and the Builder. There's a guy named Bran and the Builder who thousands of years ago, like 10,000 years ago, built the wall.
Oh, so you think he did that?
I think Bran and the Builder is Bran. And I think he might have to build the wall again.
But do you think... How long would that have taken? Do you think he probably dies?
He used magic and...
Oh.
Brandon the Builder wove it with magic, and that's why...
Or he could have warped into something big there.
Benjen and the White Walkers can't cross the wall.
Right.
Because it's got spells in it.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew that. But I'm just saying, like, that's got to be Bran, then. Could he go back in time, warg into some, like, kind of big creature that isn't even around anymore that helps them build that? Or, I mean, who knows?
I don't know.
Well, that's probably going to... That'll probably happen then.
I think...
Who knows?
I think it's possible. He's got to do more stuff in the past that affects the present.
Yeah, because the Hodor thing was like...
Fuck. He might hide something in the wall that can help them once it comes down.
I mean...
Think about that. Because he might...
Yeah.
The time travel... If it was just, he built the wall, that wouldn't affect the present time. I mean, obviously he would have built the wall, but that doesn't change the story at all. If the wall's about to come down and he gets a flashback where he affects something.
What?
And he's able to store something in the wall.
Okay.
He fills it with Valyrian steel. That's just, I don't know.
Valyrian steel, okay.
And they use whatever is in there to win the war. After the wall comes down. Because I'm pretty sure the wall is going to come down.
Yeah. Do you think you think the wall's coming down this season? I think it's coming down.
If it does come down this season, it's coming down at the end.
I
don't know.
Seven episodes, though. That's the thing. I feel like, we are talking about a lot of things, but a lot of things we're talking about could could, like, I don't think they're all going to happen in the last episode. We had seven episodes, and I feel like a lot, and they're all extended, so they're not quite a feature length, but they're an hour and, like, 15, hour, 20 minutes, and I feel like you get a lot done that time. Like, they could
knock down the wall the first episode. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
The scary thing for me is, as a book reader, now I'm in unfamiliar territory.
Exactly. You don't know what's going to
happen. Last season was the same, but
you've no idea what's
going
to happen.
Now I feel even more like in deep water. I don't know more than you. Which...
And the last episode of last season almost did what, like, the first episode of most seasons do, and, like, sets everything up.
Right.
I mean, obviously, when she blew up the Church of King's Landing or whatever, that was, like, a final episode type thing. But mostly everything with, like, you know, pledging to the King of the North and them, like, on boats sailing for, like, Westeros and all that. Like, that was... That's something you would see in a first episode.
A great introduction.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it ended there. So maybe... I gotta imagine it opens with them conquering more areas and, like, just building up the army. But maybe it opens with something about the White Walkers.
What if it opens with a sea battle? Because we have... I just thought of this. Theon's uncle... The crazy uncle.
Oh, right. We totally forgot about Theon, everyone.
Right.
Because they're the leaders.
Theon's with Daenerys right now.
Right.
What if it opens with a sea battle with him and his giant fleet coming after?
Shit.
Wait, that makes so much sense.
That would totally happen, right?
That might happen.
He's with Daenerys, though.
This is recorded before the first episode, yeah. I'll have you know.
But this is with... He's with them, so who would they be fighting? You think he would, like...
No, Theon is with Daenerys.
Right.
But Theon's uncle, who wants to kill Theon... Theon's crazy uncle.
Oh, right.
Who's building the fleet.
Oh, yeah, remember he left.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's going to build boats.
That's a big fleet, though, that he'd have to take. Oh, he's building them. That's right.
Yes.
He left and said that. So you think, like, they'd have as big a fleet, though? I doubt they'd have as big a fleet.
But he's a naval captain. They're not naval captains.
I guess that makes sense.
They're not warships.
But they have dragons.
They have dragons.
They have dragons. So I don't know if it'd be that great of a fight.
In the books,
they
hinted that he had a horn. This is just the books. Right. They hinted he had a horn that could bring dragons down, or he could summon water dragons or something.
No.
Serpents.
They wouldn't do that.
I think it was serpents.
Okay.
Sea monsters or something.
Still, it'd be kind of out there if they weren't mentioned earlier in the show.
I can't be sure if
they... Do you think his uncle would join up with Cersei for a time being? Because she just did that and claimed all his power. So
yes.
Maybe he's like, oh, fuck, Cersei.
I think that they're both nuts. They're both...
Right. Because that would be
they
a
They have
battle.
A common enemy.
And plus, I mean, this battle...
She needs a fleet.
And that battle that we keep, like, oh, it's going to happen with Daenerys and Cersei, that might be, like, multiple episodes. Like,
right.
There might be a sea battle, and then the battle, and then her demise, and then the final episode. Like, I don't think that's all going to happen in the final episode. There's seven episodes, so you have to get a lot done each one. They're not going to waste an entire episode for the season. I think you're going to have a lot. And plus, like, when you only have seven episodes, not 10, you can use the budget from those other three you usually have on those episodes. So we might get, like, four episodes that are as epic as Battle of the Bastards and the finale of last year. We might get four episodes with that quality.
That would be awesome, but I don't want to put that kind of pressure on them. They don't have to do that.
I mean, they don't have to, but
they totally can.
They have so much money. Right. It's only seven. Like, it's just gonna be more concise. I feel like a lot's gonna happen. There's only two seasons left.
Right.
Like, you have to get a lot of stuff done, so you have to move.
I think plot wise,
right,
a lot has to happen each episode. I'm not saying they have
maybe
to be
not
battles.
The first episode, but like
they don't have to be battles. It could be one or two battles this season.
And I think we're gonna get the most character deaths. Do you think? We're gonna get. You don't think so?
No.
Because I think there's a lot of characters whose stories are, for the most part, done. Like. As much as we love Tyrion, he's kind of just been, and he's like my favorite character. He's kind of just been there, but when he killed his father, that was like the moment for him.
No,
you know?
No,
I thought that was the moment for him.
He had that moment, which had a lot of payoff, but then he fell into disgrace, and now he's back on top, you're doing right. what he wants to do and what he's born to do.
But like I'm saying, he's not going to be the one who kills Cersei because he doesn't have that. He's going
to. I really think. I have a feeling Tyrion's going to make it to the end. I'm going to cry if he doesn't.
I want him to as well.
But it's I have a feeling at the end, if all is well in the kingdom, at the very end of the show, he'll be sitting on the right side of Cersei as her hand.
You mean Daenerys?
Daenerys. If it was Cersei, that would be mind-blowing.
No, an imp. He drinks and knows things.
I drink and know things.
I need that shirt. I think, so you think, I mean, I don't know. I think he's going to die this season. I think Daenerys
won't die.
She's not going to die.
Jon Snow.
If she did, though, what would happen?
Just three dragons?
It'd just be three dragons. Oh, God. Who else would command them Tyrion?
She won't die. She is, like, the feminist symbol,
right.
The liberal symbol. If she dies, the show gets very problematic.
Okay.
Because the show started off in the early seasons, especially.
You're right.
The show was not...
She won't die.
The show was pretty offensive to women in the first seasons, and it was a problem. And they kept trying to fix it. They had a few errors here and there, but Daenerys' story was one that was the counter to that.
Daenerys Stormborn.
And her story continues to be that. It's very empowering, and if they kill her, that would be bad.
Okay.
Unless she dies to sacrifice.
Or she goes mad. Or she goes mad. But Sansa, we've seen her arc, and like I'm not saying it's completed, but I'm saying the majority of her, like, remember her character sucked the first few seasons. She was just bitch and moan. I'm sorry, that's awful. She just complained.
She was a young teenager.
You're right. But then she got married to Tyrion, and then she escaped that. And
I really was think abused. She only sucked the first season. The first season. She was responsible for
a lot of problems.
For Arya's wolf going missing, Lady dying.
Right.
So there's two dogs on her hand, which isn't very sympathetic for her. Bad.
But all I'm saying is, like, at the end of last season, she's now like with Jon Snow.
Right.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that she dies. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Arya dies.
I think
though Arya's not dying. Like she could. Because I think after she assassinates everyone she wants.
I think her character arc is closer to being completed than Sansa's.
Oh, you think so?
I think Sansa.
They built up the no one thing a lot.
They did, but she might kill people and then go back to.
Do you think maybe she's going to face off with
maybe
with
there's
the guy?
A slave or not a slave a master rebellion in Essos and she goes and kills the leaders.
I am saying after the end of her assassination run, she might die though.
Yes,
and I think like the only Stark per se, the only two Starks that like I don't really see their stories being done are Jon Snow and Bran.
I think Sansa. Well, Sansa, first of all, you have an issue this season where. There's something between her and Littlefinger, and Littlefinger looks like he's trying to persuade her to betray Jon Snow.
But a Stark dies every season. Every season. So one has to die. Like
if it's anyone, it's Arya, I think.
So first year it was Ned.
I do think she's one of the best actors on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Maisie Williams is amazing.
Who was the Stark that died second season? It was... Second season? Yeah, there was a Stark that died second season, I think.
Really? No.
I don't know who's that. Well, third season was his wife and...
Rob.
And Rob. Fourth season, it was...
A king dies every season. Does a Stark die every season?
I think a Stark dies every season. Whether it's, like, distant or close. Well, we might have thought Benjen died second season, but he didn't. He came back. And then last year was their other brother, the younger brother.
Right.
So, like... I don't know.
Rickon.
But also the Starks are on their upswing. You know, the worst has happened to them, and now it's the Lannisters that are kind of going down.
I think if a Stark dies, it would be Arya, but I think she has more to do, and I think Sansa has a lot more to do. Hopefully she doesn't betray Jon Snow. Hopefully...
Yeah.
Hopefully she kills Littlefinger, or...
I think something...
Rejects him, or...
Right.
Goes with him and gets more power.
Well, I think something needs to be revealed that makes the White Walkers even more menacing. Because right now it's like...
The Dragonwood.
Right. Well, but I think there's got to be one more thing because... And maybe it's the wall. Because right now it's the... you have the dragons that could kill them. Wipe them out with their fire. You have the... What's the sword? the what's that blade?
Valyrian steel.
You have Valyrian steel. Like, if everyone gets Valyrian steel,
no one. I mean,
it's
you
hard.
Have a few Valyrian steel blades in Westeros. A few,
but there's some out there.
There's some,
you know
and
what I mean?
Most of them are in the south right now.
But still, that's a thing.
Yes.
And that's been pumped, like, constantly reminded, Valyrian steel. So that's going to be there. And then, I mean, then you have all these armies that are going to go up against them. And obviously, if they lose a lot of battles, that army is added to the White Walkers. But I think there has to be, like, something revealed, even if it's through Bran's warging or the research that Samwell does, that we learn something else about them. That's like, oh, fuck. Like,
there's one big leader.
Yeah, it might
like
be the Night King.
Satan.
Maybe.
White Walker.
Well,
or...
did they ever address the thing where... I remember when they took the child and they put him in the circle. Did they ever address that again?
That explained some. That explained how the legitimate White Walkers, like, not the skeletons.
That just
shows
how they're
made.
Okay. Just dead, like, either
those
alive
are like
or dead
the
bodies.
White Walkers.
Right.
That's how they're
not
made.
The skeleton zombies,
and,
the White Walkers.
What's his name? Craster? Remember, he was sacrificing his babies. That's what was happening.
Oh.
He was making... they were making White Walkers.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, since, again, it's seven episodes, I think a lot's going to happen each one. I think each episode's going to be an event. Like, everyone's going to be... stuff's going to happen every episode. I think not plenty of people will die every episode, but I think... I mean, so many things are going to happen to all the characters each episode, and I feel like what we're expecting just might not happen. Even there are some storylines we could probably predict that, like, this is very likely this will happen, and we can say things that are vague that might happen, but along the way, it's going to be really different. But, I mean, at the end of last season, it was the first season that ended on, like, a positive note for the majority. That, like, oh, things are looking up.
I mean, if you look at especially season 5 is such a downer.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's just taking losses the entire season. So this was the payoff. And I hope we get more payoff for selfish. Like, I just want victories, obviously. But
the whole Bran thing is really interesting with the wall that you were saying.
I think that's going to
happen.
And one thing that I just thought of is I think Theon, who, if you look at him, his character arc might be done. But I think he might save Bran because he was... Before,
Theon.
Sansa and everyone, Theon was the guy who killed Bran and Rickon, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone thought he did that.
Yeah.
And he still needs to redeem himself. Now he's, like, kind of getting back in it. He can't bear a child, so that's not in play. He's not going to be a ruler or anything. His sister will be. But I think he's going to go help Bran.
Okay.
Jon might send him to help Bran.
Uh-huh.
Because John's going to be pissed at him.
At who?
Theon.
Obviously.
I mean, Theon betrayed Rob. Theon betrayed Bran and Rickon.
Right.
John's going to be pissed. John might send Theon, go redeem yourself. Go save Bran. Go protect Bran.
Oh.
And then he might die, he might pull a Hodor and die saving Bran.
That sounds likely.
That would be cool.
And again, that's something that could happen, like, first or second episode. Don't you think?
Yeah.
If Bran does that, though, like, one thing I'm a little unclear about, if he works and builds the wall,
right?
Like, doesn't that take, like, a while?
No, I think he would.
Or does he set someone
I think
up
it
to do it?
He would. That's not really warging. That's more of the three-eyed raven time travel.
Right.
So he would go and see himself building the wall. Right?
Okay.
He would see himself building the wall.
Yeah.
And the wall's going to be built, whether he does something then to change it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But he might say, oh, I can hide all this obsidian in the wall. So when it explodes, the obsidian...
Takes out the walkers?
Takes out the walkers.
Or a lot of them.
I don't know. Or allows a... I don't really know what he could hide in. That's up to George R. R. Martin.
What you could.
But I think...
But he could do something.
Bran could do something there.
Okay.
He doesn't have to stay
the
whole time and build
thing.
It, but he might like do something that.
Right.
I mean, there could be wildfire at the center.
Well, here's the one of the last things we'll talk about. We toyed her. You know how there's like a discussion like there's going to be a spinoff season or a spinoff show.
Okay.
And I don't know what it would be on.
Maybe Robert's Rebellion.
Maybe, but
that would be fun to watch. It just wouldn't be.
Well, I have. So I was like thinking, if there was an episode of the 7 episodes okay. that we get, what, and if there's a possibility that one of them, something similar can lost. One, what if one of them took place entirely in the past? What would it be of?
It would be Robert's Rebellion.
You think so?
Just and an you would episode. See the relationship between Rhaegar and Lyanna.
That would reveal things.
Yes.
And but like there had to be a reason they do it. It would have to be like Bran watching it or something like that.
Yeah.
So do you think that's a possibility for an episode? I didn't watch any of the trailers. I don't know what's like what they might have hinted at, but I think like they've kind of leaned towards that. Like each season progressively, if there's like one flashback or like one little vision, last season in the finale episode, like Bran watched so much go down. Right. And with everything with Jon Snow, I was just like, there could be an episode that's at least half or for the majority flashbacks. Like they showed how the White Walkers were made. They showed like, you know, things in the future.
They showed Cersei getting her prophecy.
Oh, right. And the prophecy is that like she's probably going to die.
Yes.
So that would fulfill it. And I mean, if there's a prophecy, it's coming true.
So if they have an episode of Robert's Rebellion where they show, first of all, Rhaegar and Lyanna's love, mm-hmm. and like how they actually, Lyanna ran away and started the war by fleeing from Robert to Rhaegar,
right.
not being captured. So she's responsible for the war. That would add a little like level of depth there.
Okay.
And then if you also show Jaime at the end, in the decision he has to make where Mad King Aerys is going, I'm going to burn everything.
Right.
And then Jaime stabbing.
Right.
And then the next episode or the or like a cut right after that shows him stabbing Cersei as she's going burn them all or whatever.
Right.
I just got chills.
Cersei's dying, yeah.
Cersei's so dead.
She's so fucked.
She's a great character.
Again, another
great
thing, performance. Sure thing's done. Like after her kids are dead.
Right.
Her character, but
she's scarier than she's ever been.
Absolutely. She's the most threatening because she's got no fucks left.
Yeah. I don't think she even cares about Jaime really.
She cares about power. At this point she doesn't, but maybe Jaime still really does care about her, obviously, I think he does. And I think he might, for the better of the kingdom or the realm, like take her out and then immediately be like, fuck. And he's gonna die, and whether he kills himself or asks someone to kill him, I think that will happen. And we got to see the mountain fight, the hound, and we have to see that's gonna happen.
That could be the ending of an episode,
totally. And we got to see what happens with like with all these other like small like with Dorne, and then with Theon's uncle. Like I think they're not showing them a lot because I think they're gonna come into play.
Yeah.
They didn't show them a lot last season. There was very, like, few scenes involving them.
But they're planting little seeds that I think will...
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what's going to happen with the sand vipers or the sand snakes in Dorne, the bastard daughters.
Oh, right.
They could... They're probably going to assassinate someone. Or they'll just storm King's Landing, get over the gate, let people in. I don't know what they're going to do.
I might have totally just forgotten. But what happened with... Daenerys's old like right hand guy who got the skin disease.
he's looking for a cure. I think we'll see him again.
Do you think we'll see him? He's got to pop up, right?
He will pop up, even if he's in Essos. He might be cured.
Right.
I could see Daenerys ending up with him, but probably not.
No.
I could see him ruling in Essos to protect the free cities from the Masters.
I could see that happening. Like,
because the reason he got sent to Essos away from Westeros was because he sold people into slavery, and this was his punishment. So what if he is like now switched sides and is now protecting people's freedom?
Oh, okay. You think he'd do that?
I think that would be really cool.
That'd be really cool, but...
Because I don't know. I don't think Essos is completely done. We have Daria Nahara sitting on the throne.
It's not really important. See, that's the thing. Like, that...
But it would be a
cool... You have to make it important, though.
But you make 10 minutes where...
Okay.
He gets cured. He's in Essos right now.
Sure.
He gets cured. And then you see Daario Naharis.
Sure.
Who, do you remember who he is?
I do, yes.
Okay. You see Daario Naharis, like, trying to undo the work that Khaleesi did.
Okay.
Maybe this is just a guess. And he comes in and is like, and kills Dario Naharis and takes the throne and completes Daenerys' vision.
Oh. But I mean, but she's going to be moving the whole time, though. Like, they're at sea, man.
No. She's not going to deal with that at all.
Oh, I thought you said she was. Oh, no, he just completes her vision.
Yeah. He gets cured and then goes and takes over.
I mean, that's something that they wouldn't show, though, until, like, when it's relevant, right? I don't think they'd show that. I mean, that would kind of detract from a lot of the story. Yes. I'm just saying, with 7 episodes, that's probably not something they're into, but they have to clear that up. They got to show that.
They'll show some, yeah.
Probably like a brief little clip, but I think like this. I think the first episode they got to just boom right back in. Something
I could see
happen.
Him becoming Kingsguard.
You think so?
Kingsguard, like getting cured and becoming like the leader of the Kingsguard.
Do you think that oh my god, I keep forgetting her name. What's the big woman's name? Tall woman's name?
Brienne.
Do you think Brienne would get in with that mountain hound fight? Or no? She already fought the hound once. Forget it.
Well, first of all, she's going to end up with Tormund.
I don't know about that, man.
Well, they've hinted at it.
No way. I think that was just a joke.
That was fun.
Even
that
rewatching
was
that, like, she's like disgusted by him.
Right. But that would be cool. Because they're both really
like,
badass.
He's hideous. He has a red beard.
Okay, so she might end up with Jaime. I don't know.
And she could die, too.
She could die.
But that would suck. Because she's been the most, like, devout, all-honor character in the show.
I could see a really sad scene where she's in a great one-on-one combat and gets laid down.
Not to mention she's, like, filming Star Wars all the time
now. She could have
a
Boromir death.
She totally could. She would, yeah. She absolutely
wouldn't pull a Boromir and like
it would have to be defending
a Stark.
She wouldn't
try
though.
To take the ring. She would just die defending someone.
It would have to be defending a Stark or Jaime.
Right.
And probably Sansa.
Yes.
It would probably be Sansa.
It would probably be Sansa.
Well, she's on the boat, right? Like she that was right when Jaime and his men were storming that castle. And she got on a boat and went away.
She went north.
Yeah. So she's heading.
She's back to Jon Snow now.
She's heading towards him. I don't think she's there.
Okay.
She's heading towards him.
She's going up and Melisandre's going down. They might intersect.
But I don't think they have any blood against each other or anything bad against each other.
They do.
What do they have?
Wait, isn't she back?
I don't think she's back.
No, because Brienne knows that Melisandre used Stannis' shadow to murder Renly.
Oh, okay. But did she?
Yes.
When did she find that out? Oh, she saw it happen.
Yeah. She was
right,
there
she saw it happen.
Renly got murdered.
But did she know that was Melisandre? Oh, but she witnessed the whole thing. Okay, no, you know, you're right.
Ah. She would have reason, but I don't think
again, though, it's like a lot of these that we're bringing up, like, oh, she may run into her and there may be a conflict there. Or everything with, like, again, Daenerys' right-hand guy might fulfill what she wanted to do in those kingdoms. Like, that's cool and all, but it's not relevant to, like, what's front and foremost of all the stories, which is, like, with Cersei and the White Walkers. Which I know that's, you could say that about the whole show. But those are, like, small things that aren't even politics now. That's, like, it's even smaller than a lot of the politics in the show.
So, I think the main things are, we have Tyrion, Daenerys, Jon, taking out King's Landing.
Of course.
That's
probably the season.
There are two major plots. There's that, and then there's the White Walkers. But then, even after the White Walkers, let's say they're destroyed, you're going to have a little bit of a...
You have to have something.
A rebuild where you have Daenerys putting together her small council or something, where she has Davos as Master of Ships. And
yeah, I mean...
I would love that scene where she puts... Tyrion as Hand of the King, like that stuff.
I think you gotta just have in mind that like where Varys is and where Littlefinger is, because
Varys is gonna,
they know what's up.
Littlefinger's gonna die by the end of the season.
You think so?
And or by the end of the series. And
I don't
Varys
think by the end of the season
not.
Though. I don't think by the end of the season.
Varys is better than Littlefinger. He's smarter. He's always one step ahead of Littlefinger.
Is he though?
Now he has
because Varys has been in more trouble. Varys has been in moments of like action and trouble He's been in more of those that where he could possibly die any second. And he's been wrong about certain things. Like, he's right to leave. Remember when he left King's Landing to go join Daenerys?
Right.
Okay. But he was on the wrong side for a while. Where Littlefinger, like, knew what the fuck was up, like, at every step of the way, aside from, like, you know, Sansa would distract him.
Littlefinger's doing it for the money and for the power. Varys is doing for the good of the realm.
That's true, but usually... that's true. That is true, but I mean, and Varys, you know, he doesn't have as many distractions that Littlefinger could have. It's just, it's the same, though. I think those are the two characters. That scene, I think it's in season 4, where the two of them intersect each other. I think it's in 3, actually. They have such a brilliant back and forth, the conversation.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, they're a great
match.
It's
like, it's the best. I love it so much. And it's totally mind. It's not on, like, it's in strength, but it's not on their strength. It's pure intelligence. And whenever they're in the room together, it's like, oh my God. I think they're the two most intelligent characters in the show. Not to say that, like, I think they're both going to be the ones alive, but I would, like, Littlefinger, I think, is what the Game of Thrones is all about. I think his character is what the whole entire show as a spectacle is all about. It's like, this cunning guy who's one step ahead of everyone.
He's lowborn.
He has lowborn. No right, but he found a way. Like, he struggled. It's Rushmore. Like, he started, you know, poor, and he's just climbed his way up. But it's all been him, man. And yeah, he's like stabbed people in the back, but that's the whole show.
He's a great character, but I think he's going to lose, and I think that might be.
But it has to be because of Sansa.
Sansa.
That's the only way.
Yeah.
But if Sansa dies,
or Varys,
and you don't think she will, you think sure. Her character is just starting, but I think if Sansa does die, then Littlefinger, that would suck, but Littlefinger has no more weakness, which I'm not hoping for. Like, I'm not rooting for Littlefinger.
Right, no,
but
he's
like,
awful guy.
A terrible
but
guy.
He's really an interesting character.
Yeah, he really is. Okay, well, I think, do you have any more predictions? Because I'm kind of, I'm wrapped up here. I've kind of said all of mine. I mean, I think, like, we could talk more about, like, what the last shot will be. Will it be a dragon turning into an ice dragon? Will be the wall going down? Will be another big reveal that maybe, like, Tyrion is a Targaryen? Maybe not.
One prediction I will make is Liam Gallagher will have the biggest comeback of 2017.
Next to Daenerys. No. Next
Daenerys
to,
has been coming back.
Next to Cersei, I meant.
Oh.
Is there a chance Cersei lives? No.
No.
0%.
There's that chance that she'll go away in disgrace. She'll have one of those, like,
right,
Oedipus where she claws her eyes out and walks out into the wilderness to be mauled by bears or something. But okay. No. There's no chance.
So. No. No chance. Is there any chance that, is there any chance, I mean, Jon Snow dies?
This season, no.
No. Is there any chance that is there any chance that Daenerys doesn't take over King's Landing this season? She has to, right?
Yeah, there's a slight chance
really?
That but it takes her okay. longer than this season. But I think that will
King's
be the
Landing's
arc
either
going to
blow up or she's going to take it over.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Cersei could attempt to blow it up like she did with that building.
Daenerys might not even take over King's Landing. It might be the Dornish.
What I was going towards was, like, she could attempt to blow it up like she did at the end of last season.
Right.
And then they stop her, and then they're like, holy shit, King's Landing can be blown up. And then maybe that's their strategy, take out the White Walkers, like, get all the White Walkers here.
That makes
And
I
then
am
blow
legend.
It up.
Yeah.
I am legend it. Even, yeah. So that could be it. I think the wildfire has to come in play. I mean, like, you know, Star Wars has some awesome stuff with, like, AT-ATs, lightsabers, the Force. And Game of Thrones is like wildfire, dragons, White Walkers. I think we're going to get all three of those more so than ever in prior seasons. Because, like, with the wildfire, we went three seasons without seeing it. And then we saw it again at the end of last season. I think we're going to see it again and again now. I think it's going to be like a constant threat, and it's going to be talked about more. But I think that's all we got. Thanks for joining me, Christopo Watercut. Game of Thrones is back for the watch.
I'll not kneel for a crow.
A crow, you're a crow, Jon Snow, you're a crow. You slept with a crow, with your little crow wee-wee. Ah, what's her name? What's...
I think that
what's
wraps it up.
What's the tall girl's name?
Brienne?
I like her.
Who's the one with the red beard?
I love their accent so much. A claw.
You know nothing, John Crew.
I did not follow Jon Snow, and I would regret that for the rest of my life. The King of the North.
I would also like to apologize for the last, 2 minutes.
Okay. Of this podcast. The last 2 minutes.
A little finger. Little finger, Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Sansa Stark.
Sansa Stark.
Sansa Stark, will you come here and pull my little finger?
He's such a creep.
Yeah.
The guy is so weird.
Lord Varys.
They all have, I love their voices in the show.
Awesome actors.
Amazing actors, yeah.
So shout out to the cast and the crew.
And the Hound.
And the writers. George R. R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin, get off your
pretty
ass.
Much given up on you.
Do you think he's going to finish the books?
Nope.
Do you think they're going to change? You don't think he will?
Nope.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't think.
You lost faith.
I don't think he's interested.
You think he's like, I'm done typing.
If I was writing this, those are the most important things he's ever produced.
I bet he already wrote them.
And now, no, I don't think so.
I think he did.
So he's writing them, and the show that's made years after he started the books surpasses his books, is more popular, is ahead of the book. So people already know what's happening. I would be like, ah.
Fuck.
Damn it. I missed my opportunity.
With the show ends in, you know, next year, if it ends next year, or maybe they take a year off because they might just do a movie for all 4 episodes or whatever, he could write an entire different ending,
which is cool.
And I think that'd be awesome because you could have two entire different endings.
I think it just makes it harder for him to motivate himself, and I understand that.
Right.
If I was writing a book where people knew what happened,
right,
I would have less motivation.
I mean, what's the whole thing? He just is now the showrunner of a new HBO show. I just read that.
I don't know.
I'm like, dude, why aren't you finishing your novels? Or maybe he just wants to have them on
He makes funny YouTube videos where he's doing cannonballs in his pool. I'm like, dude,
he's like, guess who's dead? I just killed your favorite character. I'm like, dude, that's not.
He uses I think it's Windows 95.
He uses
Windows 95. So he doesn't have spell check. So it takes his editors forever. dude needs to get his stuff together.
And it's and he's making up words.
Yeah. Come on.
He doesn't have spell check?
No.
What the hell?
He uses some archaic word program before Word. I don't really know these things. I know nothing. But
you know nothing. You know nothing.
Yeah, I mean he doesn't have to finish to still have the legacy of being one of the most important fantasy writers of all time. Of course I'd love to, but I don't think it'll happen because I've been disappointed for so long.
You ever fucked a thin?
I hate thins.
You ain't fucking no thins. I love that episode where they're like, I fucked the thin. You didn't fuck a thin. You didn't fucking no thins.
I hope we get moments like that season. Like little moments, because it's going to be plot heavy. But I hope we get moments with the Hound or with, those not as central characters who are just great. Bronn.
Bronn.
We didn't talk about Bronn. He might die.
Oh, fuck. We didn't even talk about Bronn.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's the best. What's the name of the guy? I'm just going to ask questions.
Bronn's going to rule hair in hell. I'm calling it now.
What's the name of the guy who taught Jaime how to sword fight left-handed?
What's the name of
the guy who taught Jaime how to sword fight left-handed?
Bronn.
That is. Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Oh, no. Sorry. You know what? When you said Bronn, I paired him up with the other sword guy from the first season that showed Arya. Needle.
Oh, what was his name?
But she doesn't have Needle anymore. Oh, no, she does. She found Needle, right?
Arya Stark. That guy.
Arya Stark, when you
come here. Arya Stark, sword, Arya Stark. Yeah, that guy. No, he did.
He's dead. Okay, he did.
All right.
All right, let's wrap it up. Yep. Bye.